It's TED Talks. Talking ADD, brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, supporting adults with ADHD worldwide for more than 25 years.
Hello and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. My name is Nikki Kinzer, and I'm a certified ADHD coach located in Oregon. I'd like to spend a little bit of time with you today talking about organizing with ADHD and how to set up realistic expectations. Now, whether you have been newly diagnosed or have known about your ADHD for some time, organizing your space can leave a person puzzled. It doesn't seem like it should be that hard, but it is, and at times it can feel impossible, especially when you are standing in line at the grocery store and you pick up the latest organizing magazine. All you see are the pretty baskets with labels, or you take a look at your bookshelf and you see the handful of books on how to organize your space. Now, many people feel defeated after reading these articles and books because they think, if this is what organization means, then I have no chance because my home is never going to look like this. Well, let me tell you a little secret. Those photos in the magazines are staged. They are not real spaces that real people live in, and even if people do live in those spaces, they are still staged for the magazine. And the handful of books on how to organize probably have some great ideas and tips, but unless the book is specifically written for ADHD, these books can become very overwhelming. And most likely, they are not realistic expectations of what organization means for you. We live in our homes. Other people live in our homes. Our homes get messy. And I'm guessing that organizing your space is probably not considered one of your favorite things to do on a Sunday afternoon. I totally get that. But I do have some good news for you. Organization has nothing to do with perfection or even how a space looks. It simply means that you can find what you need when you need it. That's it. Notice I don't say anything about organizing bins or labels. It's always about function over beauty. So does this mean you can have piles and still be organized? Absolutely. Does it mean that even with ADHD, you can be organized? Absolutely. It is possible to organize with ADHD as long as you approach it in a way that works for you. So how do you get to a place where you can find what you need when you need it? And it goes back to a familiar saying, for everything, there is a place. Now, I know you have heard this expression probably a million times, but it truly is the key to being organized. Everything in your home needs to have a designated place to live. Every pen, dish, towel, keys, you name it, has to have a home inside your home. Now, they all need to have a place to live when they are not being used and a place to return to after they've been used. Now, when items do not have homes, guess what happens? They become clutter, making it very difficult to find what you need when you need it. Now, one fact around getting organized that we cannot deny is the requirement of making decisions. If everything in your home needs a designated spot, someone has to decide where that spot is going to be. And there is no doubt, the less you have, the less you have to organize. And the more likely you will find what you need when you need it. So before you begin moving things around in your home, I highly encourage you to purge first, which means taking an inventory of your belongings and deciding what to keep, and eliminating everything else that you don't love, want, or need. Now, the sorting process can be done in stages. In fact, I highly recommend that you break it down into smaller projects. One room, one closet, one drawer at a time. When we start in smaller spaces, we see our progress much faster, which is a big deal because this can motivate us to keep going and it builds up our confidence around our organizing skills. Not only is it helpful to break down the projects, but it's also helpful to work in smaller increments of time. One of the roadblocks I often see is thinking that you need to have a 4-hour block of time to work. And this just isn't the case. Most people do not have long periods of time to work on their organizing projects. And if you have ADHD, organizing for 4 hours is not a realistic expectation. But you also don't want to fall into the trap of avoiding your project altogether because you don't think you have the time. So I suggest working in sprints. Set aside 15 to 20 minutes a day, because at this point, your project hasn't had much attention at all. So imagine the progress you will make if you do pay attention. Doing a little bit every day is better than doing nothing. But I do have a warning for you. When it comes to organizing products, you know, the ones that you see in the magazines, well, I'm not opposed to organizing products entirely. Some certainly can serve a purpose, but that's the key. They have to serve a purpose. So please avoid making the mistake of buying new organizing products prior to doing your purging. I understand the promise that these products hold for you. They are practically screaming at you that if you buy me, you will be organized. Organizing products do not organize you. Only you can do that. Plus, until after you've done all of your purging, you really won't know what you need. So save your money and time and wait until after you've purged. Now, to purchase anything and make sure that when you do, no, Janine, I'm sorry. That completely screwed me up. We got a phone call.
No, it's fine. We're not going to stop the recording. What we're going to do is we're going to count down again so they'll have a spot to where they can edit these, and it'll be fine. You're not the only one.
Okay.
I just have to make myself a really big note saying, edit Nikki.
Because
we're going to hate for them to hear this.
I know.
No, it's fine. Shoot. Honestly, you're honestly, seriously, it's not the only one. So we're going to just leave the recording going, and we're going to say, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and you're just going to start from where you left off. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to start probably a couple of sentences before that, but yeah. Okay.
That's fine. All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Plus, until after you've done all of your purging, you really won't know what you need. So save your money and time and wait until after you've purged to purchase anything, and make sure that when you do, it has a very clear purpose. Now, after the purging has been completed and you are beginning to put items back into your home, there are three things that have to happen when you're organizing with ADHD. The first one is to remember that out of sight is out of mind. So for the items that you use on a regular basis, especially those ones that you use daily, they should always be placed first and in the most convenient spaces. Number two, you have to be able to remember where those homes are. So place items where they make the most sense to you, even if it doesn't make sense to anyone else. And number three, you want to make sure that your placements are easy to maintain. Have you ever noticed that the papers get stacked up on the filing cabinet? It's because they're not easy to put back into the drawer. Maybe it's too full or the cabinet was not in a convenient spot. But this is how clutter comes back to haunt us. Again, so just make sure that the most used items are always placed first and they're easy to get to and easy to put back. Now, another expectation that many people put on themselves is they expect that they should know how to organize on their own, and they do not look for help. The problem here is organizing is hard, and it doesn't come naturally. It's a skill that needs to be built over time, and you may need to learn more about it. There is no shame in asking for help. Hire a professional organizer who has experience with ADHD, or talk to your ADHD coach about setting up an organizing plan. Maybe you have a friend or a neighbor that you can talk to and brainstorm some ideas. The key here is to find someone that you trust, and if possible, that you can meet with them on a regular basis. Now, my last point is to remember that organization is not about perfection or what you perceive to be a perfect environment. Sometimes getting organized just enough really is enough. We all have different thresholds of pain. Some people can tolerate more pain than others. Well, when it comes to organizing, everyone has different thresholds of order. If you have a messy closet and it doesn't bother you, then don't feel the need to change it. Focus only on the areas that do matter the most and will have the most impact on you and your family. I think a big part of being good enough is acceptance, accepting that your idea of organization may be different from someone else or your toleration of order may be different than someone else. But take that judgment away of what you think it should look like. Take the pressure off in believing that organization is anything different than just being able to find what you need when you need it. And that's today's TED Talk about organizing with ADHD and how to set up realistic expectations. I'm Nikki Kinzer. It's been great being with you today. And if you want more information about me or my work with ADHD adults, you can find me online at TakeControlADHD.com. Take care and thank you for staying focused. Bye now.
TED Talks are a production of ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The content contained herein is copyright protected. But if you'd like even more information about adult ADHD, visit the ADDA website at http://add.org. That's add.org.